This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today we continue our series on kids with a look at gifted children. Meet 12-year-old Chelsea Dock. She plays the piano with the skill of a professional many times her age, and her story goes back to her early childhood. Chelsea began taking piano lessons when she was 4.5 years old, and a year later she was winning piano competitions. Here's Chelsea performing when she was only 6 years old. It's beautiful music, but every gift brings challenges. So how does Chelsea and her family deal with them? In a few minutes, we'll talk about how you can tell if your child is gifted. But right now, we're joined by Chelsea Dock and her father, Warren Dock. It's great to have you both on. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi.
So I absolutely love your playing. I myself took piano lessons, but I was, let's put it this way, it's not so successful on my end. I may take it up again, but not so much successful right now. So what, when you think about the piano, what does it mean to you?
Well, I think of like a bunch of like different instruments, how I could like mimic it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the piano can kind of be a basis for, I mean, a lot of songwriters use the piano because you can create a whole, a scene, and then you can take it and you can add other instruments to it. But how do you hear, from what I understand, when you were younger, you weren't really reading music as much as you were just getting up on the piano and playing. Is that right?
Yeah, I've kind of picked it all up by ear.
Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, can you describe what it means to you to be able to hear something and just play it? I mean, most people can't do that.
Well, I'd say I was blessed with the gift because, like, as you said, not a lot of people could do it. So it's like for me to be able to hear stuff and pick it up. Like, I can't play the whole piece, but I could pick like the melody. Then I say I definitely have been blessed with the gift from God.
Warren, when did you first know that your daughter had a talent that was beyond just being a good student or anything that is typical for a kid taking music lessons?
I would say when she was about 3.5, because my older siblings were taking structured music lessons at a conservatory. And what she did was she had begun to just go over to the piano and mimic some of the pieces that they were playing without having any lessons. But I still waited about 6 months to a year because, you know, I really didn't understand at the time what I had on my hands. So probably at about 4 years old, I took her to the same teacher that was teaching them, and she immediately took her as a student. And 6 months later, she was playing in public.
Let's talk about that playing in public thing, because it's one thing to be gifted. It's another thing to have the presence and the composure to be out among a group of people. And some kids are shy. They don't like, you know, performing for others. What made you confident that she could deal with being in a situation where other people were observing her?
Well, she made me confident because it was something that she wanted to do. Because before she was even ready to perform in public, she would, you know, she saw her brother and her sisters doing it, and she kept prompting me that she wanted to, you know, go up there and play. And I was always like, well, Chelsea, you don't have any pieces to play right now, you know. So I knew she had the confidence to play in public. And after she did her first performance, it solidified it right there that, you know, she had the ability to perform in front of an audience, regardless of the size.
Regardless of the size, Chelsea, you performed at Madison Square Garden. And so you're kind of up there with the Rolling Stones and all these other rock stars, Bruce Springsteen, you know, as well as these, you know, some of the biggest names in sports. And you were performing, you know, now it's half a lifetime ago for you. Do you remember that evening, and what was it like to you?
Yeah, the first time when I was 6 or 7, that was the most exciting part because when I got there, it was completely empty, and I was like, oh, this is okay. And then I realized, and I was like, wow, look at all these people. And then the reaction of after I played, just like I was just like, wow, like kind of overwhelming.
People loved you. Do you play for accolades? Do you play... And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But do you play for applause or do you play for other reasons?
No, I like performing because, like, I like just, like, sharing my talent and hopefully becoming a positive influence for others.
Do you consider yourself someone who can get along well with other people your age? Or do you feel like you don't have a lot in common with them, given what you do?
Oh, no, I feel like I can get along perfectly, like, so I can play the piano. They can have a different talent, and we can still get along.
What do you like besides the piano?
Like, everyday things or, like,
everyday
specific?
Things.
Oh, I like the usual stuff, like computer, phones, hanging out with my friends, TV, video games, those things.
Text messaging? Do you text message a lot?
Well, my phone doesn't have texting.
Uh-oh. Dad was smart about that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want her running up your bill, huh?
Oh, no. One of my other daughters did that, and I learned my lesson.
Right. So how many children do you have, Warren?
I have five children.
Five children. And so how does this, I mean, do you ever feel torn between trying to make sure Chelsea has time to have her gifts flourish and making time for all of the kids? Do you ever feel like you have a hard situation there?
Not really, because of the amount of support I get from my other children, and being that they're older than her, three of them older than her, they support what we're trying to do. One will help her with her hair, and they take her shopping, and they also get to enjoy the perks of Chelsea being able to perform certain places, because when she goes, a lot of times it's set up so that the rest of the family gets to enjoy the situation also.
When you're taking her out on these these competitions, I presume that requires some logistics, travel, pulling together the money to travel, making sure that someone's there to travel with her. Is that difficult?
Not really, because it's all about preparation. I can't really say it's difficult because of how we basically prepare for whatever we're going to do. And so when the opportunity comes for us to do it, or the situation arises that we have to do the performance, she's usually always ready, and there's no pressure.
Take me through the just complete boring rundown. Like, if there's a performance, let's say there's a performance out of town, what do you have to do? Like, get up in the morning, pack the suitcase, hustle. Just give me a sense of what you have to do.
Okay, it depends on the magnitude of the performance. Like when we did the CMAs in Nashville, or if we did the Ellen Show, then that type of preparation we have to be on point, because everything, as far as who we're performing for, is very scheduled. So when we did the CMAs, we made sure, for example, we got up in time to get to the airport in time so we could check our bags and not miss the flight. When we get to whatever venue we're going to, we make sure we check into the hotel, make sure she's comfortable, make sure our connections are tight with the people who we're going to be performing for. And, we meet the necessary members of that personnel and just kind of like ride with their schedule. Because once we get to the venue, they pretty much take over Chelsea. And, because they have they have a certain setup that they want her to fit in. So we just make sure that Chelsea's rested and comfortable.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking with Chelsea and Warren Dock. Chelsea is a 12-year-old piano player and child prodigy. And I'm going to bring Donna Ford into the conversation. So she's a professor of education at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. She studies gifted African-American and minority children. Hey, Donna.
Hello.
So
hi, Donna.
When you're listening to Chelsea and Warren talk, I asked Warren a little bit about whether or not it ever throws the family off to have someone who's constantly going to competitions. And he's told us, no, that they all work together as a team. But does that ever happen when you have one kid who has a specific talent? Does it ever kind of throw families off?
I think it really depends on the relationship that family members have with each other and family dynamics. So in some families, it can work well, and in other families, it might not work well. I think it also depends on the age of the child. One of the things Warren mentioned was that, I think he said three of the children were older, and so there's less likely to be as much competition with a child who's younger. There's more likely to instead be support.
People use different words, gifted, prodigy, genius. What do those terms really mean on a practical level, and are they interchangeable or do they mean different things to you?
They mean different things to me. Gifted is at the heart of both being a child prodigy and a genius. So, for example, if you're gifted, it means that you perform that gift or talent is well above someone else of the same age, experience, and background. When I think of genius, I think more of someone who is intellectually more advanced or academically more advanced. When I think of prodigy, I think of someone who's much more advanced in terms of visual and performing arts, like playing a musical instrument, voice, dance, chess, and things of that nature. So again, there is a fine difference, but there is a difference.
You were yourself identified as gifted as a child. What were the pros and cons of that?
Socially, there were a lot of cons, I'm sorry. In other words, there was a lot of peer pressure and teasing and jealousy and envy when I, you know, recall my childhood experiences. But there are also positives because you have higher teacher expectations. Parents seem to have higher expectations for you. You seem to, you know, do better in the long run academically and professionally. So being gifted and talented, and I think you said this earlier, you know, every gift and talent comes with some kind of challenge. And, you know, parents and educators really have to work with students to make sure that those challenges don't hold a child back, that instead we're able to nurture the gifts and talents that that individual has.
Chelsea, when you go to school and then also when you go out on the road for competitions and dates, do you often find yourself being the only kid of color in certain situations? I mean, are you looking around now and sort of seeing how race plays out with this? And are you, you know, what do you think about diversity within the kind of work that you do as a pianist?
Well, like when I go out, I usually don't see many minorities or like African American or Hispanic, whatever. I don't know why. Because maybe they don't feel like they could do it because they see these other people of different nationality. But I'm starting to notice that if I really show, I can influence other kids into trying to pursue this, whether Asian, Hispanic, African American, Caucasian, whatever.
Warren, how do you deal with the diversity issue within what your daughter does?
Well, the most difficult part I have with this is that the discrimination that she has to deal with, being an African American playing classical music, that's a serious problem. And also, I have a problem with getting the African American community to recognize Chelsea, whereas the other communities in the media have embraced Chelsea by putting her on TV. And, you know, you think about the Nashville situation, that's the number one country event where any country artist would you know, dream of performing at, where Chelsea had the opportunity to perform there, the Ellen Show. I mean, she performs at Madison Square Garden, you know, probably about 7 or 8 times. But when I'm trying to reach out to the African-American community to let them know that we have a child prodigy, you know, such as a Philippe Schuler, that we should introduce to our children, I'm having a very difficult time.
I wanted to, first of all, commend Chelsea for trying to bring other people along and be a role model.
Thank you.
I also want to, you're welcome, I also want to reinforce what both of them have said, and that is that there are very few minority students, especially African American students, identified as gifted. And so in Chelsea's situation, she is less likely to see an African-American who is not just able to play the piano well, but even in school, you're less likely to see African-Americans be identified as gifted, or if they're at the high school level, to participate in advanced placement classes.
Because there are not gifted children or because they're not identified?
Every group has individuals at a comparable rate who are gifted, and I really want that to be clear. The problem is too often African-American students are not identified as gifted. we are underrepresented in gifted programs by almost 50%. In other words, African-American students represent about 17% of the school population, but only about 9% of students who've been identified as gifted. So that's close to 50% underrepresentation. The number one way to be identified as gifted is for a teacher to refer you. And at this point, African-Americans are the group least likely to be identified as gifted. And then secondly, after you've been referred, you take a test. And depending on what test is chosen, you may not do well. So there are a number of variables, but I want to reiterate that every group, no group has a monopoly on being gifted and talented. African-Americans are equally gifted and talented as other groups.
Chelsea,
just not identified.
Exactly. Chelsea, you have accomplished so much at such a young age, and you don't seem like the kind of person who's really setting yourself up to just coast. So what do you want to do in the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years?
Well, being that I'm only 12, I'm not quite sure yet. But all
That's
I know,
fair.
Yeah. But all I know is that it is going to involve music.
You love it. And Warren, what do you think about that?
Well, I support her. You know, I've always told her, you know, because I support her academically as well, because she is an A student. And so she's always been an A student. And what Donna was saying was right. They give you these exams to take, and depending on what type of exam it is, depends upon what type of academic situation you can get yourself involved in. But I've always told Chelsea, whatever she wants to do, I'm there to support her. You know, if any time she feels that the music is getting too stressful, you know, we can just do something else. But I know this is something that I just feel it's something she's born to do, and she feels the same way. So I'm just here to support her in any way that I can.
All right.
I'd like to applaud, you know, I'd like to applaud you, Warren, for what you just said. In other words, I think sometimes, not always, but sometimes parents can place too much emphasis on that child's gift and talent, and they become obsessed with it.
Absolutely.
And that's about the only thing they appreciate. But when you are able to back off and relax and give Chelsea some options, meaning she's a prodigy at this, but if she loses interest in it, then perhaps it's okay. And then for her to be academically gifted, or at least performing well academically, she has a lot to fall back on.
All right.
So that's just one of several strengths.
All right. We have to wrap it up, but this has been a great conversation. I want to thank Donna Ford, professor of education at Vanderbilt University, and she joined us from the studios at Vanderbilt, also talking to Chelsea Dock and her father, Warren Dock, at our New York studios. And coming up, we've got a little bit on a new strategy to prevent AIDS and entertainment news from Allison Samuels.